Thank you for having me and happy World Oceans Day.
Happy World Oceans Day. Now, what are some of the biggest threats facing our oceans, especially here in Australia today?
Let me start by saying, there's a range of threats and they are quite substantial, but there is hope. So I need to get that out there to begin with.
Preface, hope is
really
on the horizon.
Important.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we remember we can do something about these. So there are some pretty substantial threats. Obviously, climate change is the biggest, most pressing one. Warming waters, which, you know, we hear about the bleaching on the reef that's caused by warming waters. There's also acidification. And then you've got species who have to move where they live because they're not adapted to suit, you know, a warmer environment. And they're having to leave that space to go to somewhere else. And that somewhere else might not exist. They can't find suitable habitat. So lots of stuff there from climate change. We've also got overfishing. Which is quite substantial. Something like 90% of fish stocks globally are either fully exploited or overexploited or depleted. There's plastic pollution and runoff from land. It's not a pretty picture, but we can do stuff about it.
It's not a pretty picture at all. And one of the things that we can do about it is the establishment of something called marine parks. Could you tell us a little bit about what they are and how they help safeguard our oceans?
Yeah, absolutely. So marine parks is one term for what we also call marine protected areas. It's the best way that I can think of is describing it. It's very similar to city zoning. It's basically saying, you know what, we do have all these pressing threats. We have to figure out a way to manage this so that we don't lose everything altogether. So a marine protected area will set out places and spaces that we are allowed to or we're able to do certain things in certain places to make sure that that what's there isn't diminished beyond all recognition.
I think that that's a fantastic idea. If you zone things off, you can better regulate them and make sure that they're protected and they're not, pushed to the brink.
Yeah, absolutely. So the really important part of marine protected areas are what we call marine sanctuaries or fully protected areas, and they're very much like national parks on land. They're the places that we go and we can enjoy them, we love them, we spend time there, they heal our souls, in my opinion, but we just leave them as we left them. We don't take things out of them.
Mm. How much of our ocean is currently zoned off as marine parks?
As marine parks?
Mm.
So globally, we've got something around the range of 5.3% of the global ocean is in a marine protected area. That's actually quite low.
Yeah.
In how we manage sort of the global ocean.
Yeah.
In Australia, we've got, I think it's something around 10% are in protected areas.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, that's actually fully protected.
So those are the sanctuaries would be around
10%. Yeah.
Okay.
In global pictures, it's only 2.5% are fully protected.
Wow. That's
It's really low.
that's way too low. So that's where this 30 by 30 vision that we're bringing attention to this World Oceans Day comes into play, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea is, and, you know, heaps of experts have put all their brain power behind this to come up with sort of an amount of the ocean that we have to kind of fully protect in order to keep the balance facing off against all of those big threats.
Mm.
And they've realized that we really need to fully protect 30% of the oceans, and we have to do that pretty fast by 2030.
I think that's a very doable target, though. I feel like we can definitely achieve that. We got 20 years.
I think we
can.
10 years.
I don't know what decade I'm in.
Got 10 years. Yeah, you know what? You took it preaching to the converted.
Yeah.
I really feel like it could be done if we really decide
so
that.
We need to go from that.
The ocean.
Yeah, we need to go from that 2% to that 30%. That's a big jump, but I think we can do it.
We can do it. We can do it. I hear you.
And now, how can the average listener who's tuned in this morning help protect our oceans, not only today on World Oceans Day, but as we move forward into the future? What are some of the best ways you think that those out there listening can make sure that we're preserving this for future generations?
You know what? I think the number one thing to do, and we're pretty familiar with this now, having been locked in our houses for a couple of months.
Yeah.
But I think the number one thing that you can do is when you're outside, just have a look around and go, this is mine.
Yeah.
This is mine. These green spaces and these blue spaces are mine. And do I want to look after them? Do I want to make sure that they're available to me for all time and my kids, and that they support us in a healthy way, you know, forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, get on the AMCS website and have a look at all the different ways that you can, you know, all the things that we're doing to combat some of those changes that we're seeing.
Yeah.
And, there's heaps of ways that you can help out on that website.
Educate yourself. Go learn about marine parks and why they're important and where they are.
Absolutely. Educate yourself, but absolutely feel it. Feel it inside.
That's it. Katie, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. But thank you very much for joining us this morning. Happy World
Oceans
Day.
Happy World Oceans Day. Go get salty.
Thanks, Katie.